Okay. Okay, testing. All right, it is 2:09 p.m. on October the 26th, 2009. We are going back on the record in OPA-PA-09-005. And there was one motion made to exclude testimony concerning the documents on the record. I'd like to, and I did make a temporary sustainment of that motion pending review of the proposals. And Mr. Cunliffe, could you please identify what that document is on the record?
I believe it would be called a prospectus for the sale of certificates of participation in the JFK leaseback.
Okay, and who is the author of those documents?
One of the some lawyers authored it. There's the report from Deloitte Touche on the financials of the government of Guam is included. There's a historical statement about what the government of Guam is, how many people live here, what the demographics are, what our per capita income is, what the business community is about. That kind of a historical document, and it's indicating that Piper Jaffray companies would be the persons selling these certificates of participation, how to go about purchasing them, and making certain, I guess, disclosures that are required in order to be able to sell these types of documents.
Okay. And then Ms. Chang, I believe your objection was that these documents are part of the procurement, or the of your client's proposal. Is that correct?
Well, I think that it was contemplated that this would eventually happen once the negotiations on the price and the specs were concluded. I mean, obviously, we couldn't have submitted this in the term of proposal, but submitted because, you know, we were a circle, I think, that went yet, the negotiations hadn't started. I will also note that this document that they were sharing here is a preliminary draft. And it specifically states that along the margin, there are blanks in that document.
Is that true, Mr. Cummins?
I left it at my office when I came back. I brought everything else, because I had it copied, so that there'd be enough copies.
But is this document a draft, yes or no, to the best of your knowledge? Do you know?
I believe there is an asterisk at the bottom, which refers to the $69,030,000 as being the preliminary determination.
Okay, but is it signed by anybody? Is it a finalized document?
The document I have, the only one that's signed is the Deloitte 2008 financials. The other documents require the signature of the governor and some other government officials.
And just to understand, Ms. Tang, the extent of what you feel is part of the procurement record, do you feel that the financial statements of the government of Guam are part of your proposal?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's where the public works.
Okay.
We're not having objections to that. I have not even seen it.
Okay. And how about the attachment Mr. Cummins described about the, we said it was a history of Guam?
This is the territory of the United States.
It's kind of a description of Guam. Do you feel that Ms. Tang, is a is part of?
I'd like to reserve, but I probably wouldn't have an objection.
I'm just trying to find the extent of Ms. Tang's objection, Mr. Abrams. Okay. Well,
if I may, on the attached to the protest. This exhibit, and you can see the first document, there's a writing on the margin on the very top preliminary official statement dated July 29, 2009. That says, this preliminary official statement information containing the official completion and amendment. under no circumstances shall this preliminary official statement constitute an offer to sell, blah, blah, blah. And it's all preliminary, there's blank here, blank here, blank here.
Okay, but Ms. Tang, that document that you're looking at, is that the same document, Mr. Cumliff, that you are trying to question the witness about?
That's a portion of it, yes.
That is a portion of it.
Yes, that was submitted to the OPA when we filed some other documents.
I'm going to find then that after reviewing, and I'll state for the record, I have reviewed the proposals that are under seal in this matter pursuant to section 3.1.3.B, as in Bravo. I'm going to find that the prospectus for the certificates of, or how should I say, the draft prospectus for the certificates of participation are in fact part of the interested parties' proposal and are subject to the protective order that I previously, or that was previously issued in this case, and that any references to them will be stricken from the record and not considered in these proceedings. Until such time, of course, Mr. Cumliff, as an award has been made, if an award is made to the interested party, and these such documents might be finalized, it's at that time that, of course, they would be a public record. But just I'm going to find they are actually part of the proposal. I know that it was, I believe, as you stated, they came into the record via your notice of appeal. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your attempts to introduce them today as well, is that correct?
I haven't attempted to.
Oh, I know, I know. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to not allow those documents in, subject to the narrow, subject to the protective order I previously issued.
Thank you.
As part of the proposal, are they then going to be part of the record that is protected?
Yes.
Okay. So you will need a copy of that for the purposes of the protected aspect, but I can't ask questions about it.
I'm sorry, what?
You will need you and the OPA will need a copy of that as part of the proposal.
If you want to complete, okay, because they are under seal, okay, I would, if you wanted to introduce that document, I would enter it under seal if you want to make that part of the record, but that's subject to, do the other parties have any comment on that move?
I think it's kind of odd for the public to introduce record regarding our proposal. I mean, it just seems odd because they're contesting the ranking and the future award to IBC, and they want to supplement our proposal, the record on our proposal. I think if anybody's going to make that determination, it should be the government, because it is really the government's basically job. And also, what do they think? You know, what should go in?
Okay, but
I haven't seen what they have, but I think that's kind of wrong.
Okay, in any event, I'm going to keep that, any information related to that, subject to the protective order. I'm not going to allow that type of information in. Okay?
Thank you.
That's a ruling on Ms. Tang's objection and the purchasing agency's joinder. Is that correct? I believe you joined.
That is correct.
Okay. So that objection that was held in our judgment, final ruling is that that objection is sustained. Okay. Mr. Cumliff, I believe this was your witness, Mr. Leon Guerrero, if you can be called.
Yes, and maybe one more record, deal with one of the questions was the tapes that he brought.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mr. Leon Guerrero, please take this down. Okay. Going back to the tapes, I believe, how long, Mr. Abrams, now that we've heard testimony as to the extent of these tapes, how long do you think it would take you to go through them, redact any information concerned, or any information the tapes may have concerning the proposals, and provide them to the OPA and the appellant?
What I thought I heard before lunch from Mr. Leon Guerrero was that these meetings that would take, let's just, I guess a safe assumption would be is one tape for each meeting or maybe several, I don't know, but the meetings that would take were like 2 or 2.5 hours in duration. Well, we're talking about tapes of 3 meetings, see, 3 times 2.5 We're looking at about 10 to 15 hours, somewhere in there, of tapes to listen to and maybe transcribe, maybe edit. I'd say that's going to take us 3 days, because if somebody from our office tackled that job, they'd probably be doing other things too, not just sequestered into this room with the tapes. I don't know about Public Works, but it should be our office that...
Do you think you can provide those, I know you're leaving Iowa on Thursday morning, as we previously discussed. Do you think that you could provide those documents by Friday?
You mean the edited tapes?
Oh, excuse me, the edited tapes, and also the unabridged tapes, of course, under seal to the OPA.
That sounds, if we could get those tapes today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that sounds like something we might be able to do.
Okay, I'm going to order then that the purchasing agency, okay, these should have been part of the initial procurement record, Mr. Abrams. I know we may not have been aware of them until today, but nevertheless, I'm going to order that the tape recordings concerning the meetings in this matter, or in the solicitation, be provided to the appellant, the interested party, and the OPA no later than 5 o'clock p.m. This Friday. The date that day.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
That's the 29th?
That's right.
Or the 30th?
30th.
Okay, so this Friday, the 5 p.m., October 29th, 2009.
30th.
Yes, and also that
Friday,
the...
30th, Mr. Commissioner.
Pardon?
Friday, the 30th.
Yes, the 30th of October, Friday.
Yeah, you said the 29th.
I apologize. Okay.
Sorry.
Friday, October 30th, 2009. And that, of course, the copy that's provided to the OPA be unabridged, but that copy, the portions that are essentially, if the OPA can have two copies, basically the copy with the redactions made to it, and of course the copy without the redactions made to it in case there's some issue later on about what the parties received. Okay?
So, we edit the tapes by Friday. We give copies of the edited tapes to counsel. We give copies of the edited tapes plus the unabridged tapes to the OPA by 5 o'clock on Friday the 3rd.
That is correct, Mr. Abrams. Okay. Are there any other preliminary matters?
Well, in response to the comment made by Ms. Tang, I wasn't trying to supplement their record, but my understanding is she has taken the position and you have ruled that this is part of their proposal, and if it's part of their proposal, then my understanding it should be part of the procurement record and should be provided. Since you don't have it yet, it should have been provided to you, and so it should be provided. I have copies already made, so I can give those to counsel. And
if I may.
Yes, Ms. Tang.
First of all, these are drafts of leases or documents negotiated by the parties. Are the process by which a final document comes about that becomes part of the procurement record. I think these are drafts. We don't think that they need to be submitted, but if the OPA would like to see them, I think that if anyone should submit, we should submit, not opposing the appellant.
Okay, can we go off the record for just a second? I apologize to the parties.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that we, in fact, don't have the documents that you're describing. Okay, we're off the record briefly at 2:24. Okay. Mr. Cunoff, okay, could you please identify the document you're requesting that to enter into the record again under seal?
I believe it would be called, it's the financing proposal for IBC's preparation or financing of this project.
Okay, was that the previous document that I've ruled on? Is that the
yes.
Document? Okay, that document, Mr. Kovach, has already been submitted into the record.
Okay.
As part of the proprietary portion of the record, just for your information.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other preliminary matters?
No.
Okay. I know Mr. Leonguero has been very patient. Just to remind you that you're under oath, and for the record, we did complete Mr. Cunliffe's direct examination of Mr. Leonguero. And Mr. Abrams, your witness for cross-examination?
I'm going to skip it.
Can you speak into the mic, please, so we can...
I'm going to pass on cross-examination. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams. Ms. Tang?
I have a couple of questions.
Please proceed.
All right. Yes, were you involved in the procurement for the fourth school project at GEFF?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't with them at the time.
Okay. I know you weren't with them, but do you know if a similar process was followed in the GCIF case?
Yes, as a matter of fact, what our team had done was we looked into the with whatever records we did have, because we really, DPW really wasn't heavily involved with the RFP for the four new schools.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the governor's office at the time took the lead in that. So with whatever information we did have, we looked at it and we used it as our template.
Okay. So when you say you followed it, you said your template, are you referring to the issuance of the RFP and then the subsequent meetings and I guess the selection of the selection process and the ranking process?
No, not those components of the RFP.
How was it similar to that? Did you know?
Yes, from my understanding and the information we did get was that because it was maintain RFP, that was the similar RFP that the four new schools was procured by, and whatever information that GEDA had prior to our putting this RFP together, we looked at and we followed whatever we could from there, because we had never at DPW had an opportunity to do something of this nature.
Okay. You also testified that it was your understanding that GEDA's role was to provide financial statements in New York, correct?
That's correct.
So it's just financial statements relating to government of Guam.
Yes, it is.
All right. And to clarify or to provide clarifications if requested on those financial statements, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And was this something, to your understanding, was this something that GEDA would have done for any of the other offerors? The
from my understanding, yes, it would have applied to the other two bidders or proposals.
And in earlier meetings with GEDA, was this your understanding of GEDA's role, part of GEDA's role in this procurement process?
Earlier, no, I really had no idea whatsoever. Like I said, at least I personally, had never been involved in an RFP with a 70% financing and a 30% others. So this was fairly new to me, and it was a learning process as I went along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but during the process, it became clear to you that your role was to provide this type of information and clarification?
Yes, first to tell them. When they started negotiating the financial portion of the RFP, because early on we negotiated all the others, the maintenance,
okay.
and so forth.
Okay. In terms of, do you know if GEDA also provided the same information in connection with the GFS, the four schools project?
I am unaware.
Okay. I have no other questions, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leander. I have several questions to ask you, if you don't mind, just to understand the review of the evaluation process.
Sure.
Okay. Do you recall approximately when the bids were turned in to DPW?
No, I have that piece of paper information outside. I'm thinking...
By the end of November?
Yes.
More or less?
Some point.
Okay. I did write the date 11/24.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the... Okay. In selecting the committee, the evaluation committee has to do a lot of work, but one is to review the RFP, and that RFP is over 160 pages long, more or less. Were there copies of the RFP given to each evaluator?
Right off now, I'm not too sure. I don't know the answer to that, but I can find out.
Okay, I will want to know that question. So, so you're not sure if each evaluator got a copy of the RFP?
I'm not sure. I've got the time.
Because how would they have rated each individual? Because the scoring mechanism is part of the RFP.
Yes, they were briefed.
Briefed by who?
By Ms. Justine Torres.
And who is Ms. Torres again?
She's our acting chief planner at DPW.
Okay. I recall Mr. Torres and Mr. Padua? Is it Padua?
Yeah, Mr. Ray Padua. He's the chief engineer.
Chief engineer. And Ms. Torres is the chief planner.
That's correct.
So, you mentioned there, I'm not sure if you or Mr. Perez mentioned there were a series of briefings given to the committee?
Yes, there were.
Were there any briefings given by GITA to the committee prior to the scoring?
No, not to my knowledge.
No briefings by GITA on the financing aspect of the RFP?
No.
What kind of briefings did your people, Ms. Torres and Ms. Padua, give to the committee?
It was more of on the different components of the RFP and what to, actually how to score.
How to score.
Yes.
Okay. Should a briefing have been given by GITA if 75% of the RFP is based on, 75% of the score is based on financing?
It probably would have been a good idea, but they were allowed to ask questions during the presentation of the proposals. They were allowed to ask any questions regarding any component of the RFP.
Okay. When did the presentation of the proposals occur, approximately?
It would have been, was it the 24th or maybe a week later?
A week later?
Yeah, I'm just estimating.
Okay.
I'll leave it to you.
Okay. But was it prior to your, was it after your briefing, or after DPW's briefing, or before your briefing?
Which was
to the committee. In other words, you said you DPW briefed the evaluation committee as to how to
prior to the proposal presentation.
Okay, so the proposal presentation was done after your briefing.
That's correct.
Okay, but to your knowledge, GITA did not give a presentation or briefing to the evaluators on the financing aspect of the RFP.
That is correct.
No briefing.
To my knowledge, yes, no briefing.
And then the briefing took place sometime in early December.
Approximately.
After the presentation by the proposers, was that done all in one day? By and were all three proposals Were the three separate presentations by each of the proposers?
That's correct.
And where did that meeting take place?
At the Gita Conference Room, land management conference room.
Which is in the same building as here, in the land management conference room, okay. And how long did that meeting, was that an all-day affair, or?
It took probably 2 to 3 hours for each presentation.
So did they do it in one day, or was it done in 2 days?
I think it was done in a couple of days.
Over several days?
That's correct.
Who were some of the people present, besides the proposers? It was the evaluation committee, yourself, were you present?
I was present in 2 of the 3.
In 2 of the 3?
Yes.
But do you know if all of the evaluators were all present during that time?
Yes, they were.
Okay. And anybody else present, to your knowledge?
Yes, it was Justin Torres. At the time, Mr. Marvin Leal.
And who is Mr. Leal?
He was an engineer out of CIP as well.
Okay, a representative from DPW.
Yes.
In addition to the two people you have on the evaluation committee?
That is correct.
Let's see. Anyone from GITA?
No.
Besides the evaluator, which is Ms. Antoinette Leon-Guerrero. Any relation?
I don't know. I might be.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyone else, to your knowledge, or recollection, anyone else besides Ms. Leon-Guerrero from GITA?
I don't know if that person was from GITA or land management who took care of the audio portion of the conference.
Okay. And so when it came to the financing aspects, to your recollection, did the committee members ask questions regarding the financing?
From the presenters that were there, that I attended?
Yes.
Yes. They certainly did.
Okay. All right. Now, did each of the, in addition to receiving the RFP, and you're not sure if they were given copies of that, did each of the individual evaluators receive copies of each of the three proposals?
Yes, they were. They were copies.
Do you know when they received copies of the proposals?
I think it was the day of the proposal. The day of the presentation.
The day of?
I could be, I'm trying to... No, it had to be sooner than that, obviously.
Otherwise, how would they...
Yeah, exactly. They got the proposal probably after they were, I think, when they were chosen to be evaluators. I'm pretty sure.
So you could say that the evaluators had the proposal at least a week or so.
And let me take back the RFP.
Uh-huh.
And they did have it at the same time.
Okay, so they were given a copy of the RFP
and the proposal.
And the three different proposals. So they would have had 4 different documents.
That is correct.
Okay. And so they would have had those documents at the time of the briefing by each of the proposers.
That is correct.
Okay. And that took place on or about in early December. Were there any subsequent meetings by the evaluation committee?
In terms of?
The proposal. Like sometimes people might think of another question, I wish I could have asked this question.
After each proposer had made a presentation, they had evaluated the proposer. The same thing. The evaluation portion of the
was going,
yes. It took place the same right after.
So proposer A, and I don't want to know who went first, okay? Proposer A presented today was the first one. Then the committee went and evaluated proposer A, scored them
according to... I'm sorry, I'm trying to recall the process. I think after the proposals were done at the end of the day, they had evaluated each proposal.
When you say evaluated, you mean actually scored them?
I'm sorry, scored them is the one score.
Okay. Upon completion of all three presentations, the committee went to, each committee member then was asked to score each of the proposals.
That's correct.
Okay. Was this done individually or was this done collectively?
As far as tallying?
If I'm proposer A, okay, and I have, because it's several sheets of scoring, did I do that in the presence of everybody there, or did I do that privately and present it, you know?
We did that privately and then present it, and then the scores were added, and then it was then we took that score and we went back to the evaluator and said, but is this correct? And then they would acknowledge it, and then we would hold on to that, and then we would keep the score.
Then there was a memo dated, I believe, January 16th or thereabouts, where you where the ranking then was done. When did the scoring happen, and when did the if the scoring was in December, right? You're saying, if I understand you correctly, after each of the presentations, or shortly thereafter, each evaluator then scored each of the three proposals.
That's correct.
Okay. When was the tallying then done? Immediately thereafter?
It should have been done, if I recall correctly, I would have to check back, but it should have been done by right after.
Okay. So again, we're talking the time frame around early December.
That would be correct.
Your memo to Mr. Paris summarizing that activity was dated January 16th. Okay. What happened between the time of the proposal till January 16th? From an evaluation perspective,
I don't know. I don't recall why that was dated about a month after. But we do know that the scores were tallied a month prior to that date.
A month prior to January 16th.
Yeah. I would have to go back to my and check with my team why that was the case. I can't recall off the top of my head.
Okay. And of course, Mr. Paris actually did not sign your memo until March 4th. Do you know why again?
Now that week, I know we had some discussion on it. I think Mr. Paris wanted to so-called, you know, dot his I's and cross his T's before he actually did.
Okay. All right, so maybe just to kind of re-summarize the activity of the evaluation committee. After the bids received on or about November 24th, sometime then the committee, the evaluation committee was convened, and during several of those meetings is when DPW briefed our DPW personnel briefed the evaluation committee as to how to score the different components of the RFP. But to your knowledge, GITA did not, or let me rephrase this, did anyone provide any guidance to the evaluation committee as to the financing aspects of the RFP?
Yes, to my knowledge, nobody.
No one did. So they were left, each committee member had to rely on the RFP and the doc and the proposals as to the nature of the financing.
That's correct.
Okay. And then, each committee member had an opportunity to ask the different proposers as to the financing.
Yes. Most of the questions came from Dr. Doreen Chrysostomo and Antoinette Younger from NADA.
Okay. Regarding the financing.
Exactly, yes.
More specifically.
Yes.
And which I would expect because Antoinette is the GITA representative and Doreen is the CFO.
Yes.
Okay. Did the to your recollection, did any of the other evaluators ask any questions?
I know some questions were asked. I don't know, I don't recall who asked them and what the questions were, but from the ones I did attend, I know certain questions were posed on the proposals.
Okay. And then shortly thereafter, there was, is when each of the evaluators scored the presentation, the proposals.
I know it happened the same day of the proposal, I mean the presentations. I'm trying to recall if it was done that meeting when the tallies were...
On or about, approximately.
Yeah.
Or shortly, that's what I said, shortly
yes,
thereafter
yes.
They each. And then... And that took place sometime in mid-December, early to mid-December, but your memo to Mr. Paris was not dated until January 16th when you presented and said IBC was number one, Mr. Scrooge's company was number three, and the other company was number two.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
But then again, Mr. Paris did not actually find that till on or about March 4th.
Then that is correct.
And just to repeat, they did have the RFP documents with them as well as the actual proposals from each of the three.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the background.
Thank you. Mr. Alvaro, you're not done yet. We're almost there. Mr. Come up, redirect.
Randy, we're done.
Oh, okay. I would date. You're testifying from your memory.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the scheduling of the presentation from the proposers is actually a document that's part of the procurement record.
I have a question.
No.
Is
that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, if there's a document in there that states when the presentations were made, would you agree that that's probably the date that they occurred?
I would agree.
And you're just, again, relying on your memory that's now 7, 8, 9 months old, 10 months old.
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing. Well, I...
I don't know. Mr. Abrams, any redirect?
Not that I can think of. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Ms. Fang, any redirect?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Leon Guerrero, okay. We're going to be excused of his best self to admonish you not to discuss your testimony with any of the other witnesses of the parties until these proceedings have been completed. Thank you for coming today. And, of course, you're excused subject to recall by the parties, just so you understand that.
Okay, so...
That you could be recalled. Okay. Hopefully not, but maybe. Okay. Mr. Conliff?
Yes, we'll call him Geraldine James.
State your name and full, please.
Okay, my name is Geraldine S. James.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Cunliffe, your witness.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ms. James.
Good afternoon.
Where are you employed?
I am currently employed at the Guam Community College.
And what is your position there?
I'm an associate dean.
And how long have you held that position?
I started there in 2006. And then for 6 months I was the deputy superintendent at the Department of Education from December 2008 to May when I resigned, and then I returned back to GCC. So I've been there, what, 5 months now, but I was there for 2.5 years.
Okay. And your position at the GCC has always been as associate dean?
Right. For the first year, it was one school of education, and then for the first year and a half, and the second year and a half, I moved over to another school.
Okay. And you were the acting superintendent of the, I guess it was GPSS perhaps at that point?
No, I was not acting. I was the deputy superintendent of curriculum and instructional improvement.
And for how long was that?
For 5.5 months.
And what was the 5.5 months? What was the time period?
I started, I believe it was December 15, and then my resignation was effective, I think it was Memorial Day in May. I'm sorry, the 26th, 27th.
Just this year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you had recent obligations or duties involving the request for proposal that was issued by the government of Guam for the finance, design, and construction of the new JFK facility?
Yes, I was assigned by the Superintendent of Education, Dr. Schaefer, to sit on the, I believe it's called an evaluation committee. I'm not sure of the correct name.
And when was that assignment made to you?
You know, I don't remember the month. But it was during the time I was deputy superintendent, between the period December and May of this year.
Okay. Do you recall when it was that you took the position as the deputy superintendent at DOE?
December 15, around that time, 2008. Again, I could be, it could have been the 12th, 13th, but in my head, I'm thinking the 15th.
And that time frame kind of leads right into the Christmas holiday. Did you work over the Christmas holidays?
I think so, yes, because I took some leave a couple of days, so the superintendent approved that.
Now, when you said you were appointed or nominated by her to sit on that, I guess assigned by the superintendent, did you get a written letter or assignment telling you that that's what you were going to be doing?
No, she verbally told me that.
Okay. And what was your understanding of what that assignment would entail?
My understanding was that there was a bid process going on, and I would be a part of this committee, and that she was tapping me because of my years of experience with John F. Kennedy High School as both a teacher and an administrator, and that she said I was very familiar with the school community and specific needs of that community, and she was tapping me to sit on the committee. Again, I'm not sure if it's called a committee.
I understand.
Okay.
We've had a number of expressions of what it is exactly.
Okay.
So what is your
years of experience with JFK?
I was with Johns Community High School for about 21 years. I had interrupted service, 1 year interrupted service return, so 18 years as a teacher, department chairperson, and then 3 years as an assistant principal.
And when you were a teacher, what classes did you teach?
I taught math.
Now, when you were assigned to this project by the superintendent, did there come a time when you met with the other evaluators?
When I met them at a conference room where we were told to go.
Okay. And when did this meeting take place?
The day that she assigned me, I believe it was that same day. Then I went down there, and that's when I met them.
Okay. Where was the conference room?
It was in the ITC building, Department of Land Management.
Okay.